You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a trending report. Things that are trending. Well, baseball season is over for the year. The World Series ended last night. And the reason I really want to start with this is to provide a glimmer of hope for Colorado Rockies fans. Because in 2021, the Texas Rangers were almost as bad as the Rockies are. They lost 102 games. 2 years later, they're world champions.
Oh, okay.
The Rangers won the World Series last night. And 2 years ago, they lost 102 games. What did the Rockies lose this year? 104? Something like that?
I don't know.
Anyway, does that give us something to look forward to? The answer is no, because the Rockies still have the same owners.
Oh.
And so we will always suck.
Well, who knows what'll happen, Dom?
I do.
Who knows?
I know. The Nuggets finally lost a game. They fell to Minnesota last night, but the Avs are back on the winning track. They beat the Blues at Ball Arena last night. Hey, did you see that they picked out the Christmas tree for the Rockefeller Center?
Yeah, I was just looking at that, which always makes me sad.
Cutting down that gigantic tree?
Cutting down a beautiful tree.
See, I'm the same way.
Yeah, I was like, eh. Can't they, at this point, have a giant fake tree? Yes is the answer.
I think
they can
so.
Have a fake tree every year.
I don't know. This is such a hot button for people about the fake versus real. And people like to go out and cut down their own trees.
Yeah,
I'm just
it's just a majestic, huge...
Killing a beautiful tree so you get a couple of weeks worth of entertainment and you throw it on the side of the road.
Yeah, I don't like it.
That's just me. Anyway, this is an 80-foot tall beauty from Vestal, New York. I'm not familiar with Vestal, New York. Anyway, it weighs about 12 tons. It'll arrive in New York City this Saturday, and then the prep begins. They'll string it with 50,000 LED lights. Then they'll have the big annual lighting ceremony, which will be on the 29th of this month, with Kelly Clarkson acting as both the host and the musical entertainment.
Lovely. Lovely, lovely.
Ah, Kelly Clarkson!
Magical.
The Disney company will finish their purchase of Hulu. And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I suspect it's the latter, but we'll see. Disney has actually managed Hulu since 2019, but now they'll be the majority owners of Hulu.
Okay, they're scooping up everything, aren't they?
Man, I'll tell you.
Wow. What's that costing them?
Well, they already owned part of it. This is now they're buying like another 33%, which will make the majority, I don't know, a few billion dollars probably.
Man, oh, man, oh, man.
I'm a Disney stockholder, but at the same time, so I like Hulu. I hope this doesn't alter what they become. We shall see. There's a story out that I guess this has been something that's been possible for a while. I didn't know about it. I never thought. I guess maybe it's more accurate to say I just never thought about it before. But a cybersecurity expert, say it the way you say it.
Cybersecurity expert.
There you go. Says that you can use emojis in your passwords, and that will make them stronger. So if you want to do a little smiley face as part of your password.
I like this. Yeah, pumpkin eggplant or something.
Wash eggplant.
Thumbs up, thumbs down, thumbs up, thumbs down. Okay.
Yeah. It basically increases the number of character options, which makes it harder for the bad guys to get in there and mess with your stuff.
All right. It's a good idea.
All right. So start seeing emojis in passwords. And then I actually kind of like this. There's a new Broadway show that's going to premiere at the end of March. And it's based on the music of Huey Lewis in the News.
Oh.
Hey!
Back to the Future.
Back to the Future and more. It's called The Heart of Rock and Roll. See, that was one of his songs, Jeremy.
Okay. All right.
A raucous rom-com is what they're saying about it. So Huey Lewis says, I've always been a storyteller. It's a thrill to see my songs woven together in service of a fantastic new story.
Well, good job,
I was
Huey.
Writing about this for the Mindbender Club mailer that's going out today, and Huey Lewis actually makes a very, very brief little appearance in that radio memoir that I'm putting out early next year. Because in it, I talk about who the good people are in the music business and who the real jerks are. And Huey Lewis, I know you're waiting on the edge of your seat, He's one of the top five nicest people that the music industry maybe has ever seen. Yeah. And yeah, he is fantastic. He's such a good guy. And so if you want to go, if you're a Huey Lewis fan, you want to go see his musical, it'll be on Broadway starting in the spring.
Your Boys in the Morning, Tom and Jeremy.
All right, I guess for a lot of people, today's the day that officially, I guess, kicks off the Christmas season because Starbucks. Starbucks is knocking out their holiday drinks today, and they're revealing all their big holiday cups, which is a big to-do every freaking year.
Some people always line up to complain about
them?
Oh,
yeah, just wait. Somebody's going to be complaining about these. They actually named the four cups this year. You get Party Plaid, Peppermint Swirl, Ribbon Spool, and Bobble Wrap. B-A-U-B-L-E? Bobble?
Oh, bobble.
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 Bobble. Bobble wrap. That's stupid. Just name it bubble wrap. Anyway, so those are the four cups. And then, of course, the iced gingerbread, oat milk, peppermint mocha, caramel latte, chestnut praline latte, blah, 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 blah. They got about 15 different holiday drinks that are coming out. So if you're a basic holiday bro or biatch, today is your day to go get some Starbucks. I posted it on our Facebook and already a few comments of like, today's the day I'm going to get my peppermint mocha. We get the peppermint mocha when we go look at Christmas lights. So that's when I get my one mocha and the kids get a little hot chocolate and we wander around and look at Christmas lights in December. So yay. Hey, some other big holiday news. Mariah Carey released a video on the social yesterday that shows her in a frozen block of ice. And there's a bunch of assistants around her dressed in Halloween costumes, and they start thawing the ice. And then she breaks out of it and starts singing the highest note possible, which sounded a little like a squirrel trapped in your dryer vent. And now she's saying it is officially the holiday season because she is out. And now she has officially thawed out. And she's ready to cash those checks. And yeah, I looked it up. She's making about $3.2 million each holiday season just from this song being played. She doesn't have to do anything else. Just making the bank.
That's
funny. It's crazy, isn't it? All right, there's some news coming out this morning from DoorDash. They're talking about pre-tip action, Dom. They're testing out a new pop-up notification that warns customers that don't tip. It's going to say that orders with no tip might take a little bit longer to get delivered. Are you sure you want to continue? Are you sure you want to do this to yourself? I guess there's a tier. I was kind of looking at this where the DoorDash drivers can kind of see what's rolling in, what the tips are, and they're going to prioritize the better tippers, it sounds like. So if you don't tip, it's going to take a little bit longer for you to get your food, if you get it at all. Is that kind of the gist that you were getting out of this?
Well, to me, I think that what the story was saying is that they can't see exactly if there's a tip, but they can figure it out based on other elements of the... That's what I'm reading.
How do they figure it out?
It's it probably just has to do that they've done enough deliveries. They know if something, you know, is coming in with a little bit higher. And they don't know how much the tip is. But they know that there
is
a tip.
Okay, here it is. The experienced drivers can tell by the numbers if there is zero tip because they get familiar with the various default quotes from DoorDash.
There you go.
Okay, so they kind of
can tell.
So they
can figure it out, and they don't know how much necessarily, but look, why take a chance?
So they're going to recognize it and bump those deliveries way to the bottom, so your French fries are going to be super cold when they arrive.
Yeah, and the question that I'll ask is, who are these people who don't tip food delivery?
You have to. My
God. Who are these people?
You're sitting on the couch and they're bringing you food.
We'll start getting text messages now. This is their job. I'm not going to tip.
Yeah.
All right, well, fine.
You're paying for the convenience, you guys. Tip
then get a cold
people.
Burrito, dude. That's fine. Ah. Make a stand and eat a cold burrito.
Just get your fat butt up off the couch and go get you. I almost said
go
a naughty
get
word.
Yourself, right?
I almost said a couple naughty words there. Oh, God, yeah. And then did you see this other story about this guy in Utah was ordering some chicken sandwiches or something, and it was delivered, and instead of a milkshake, he got a warm cup of pee because it turned out the driver likes to save time by not taking bathroom breaks, so he uses empty cups to urinate in the car, and then he accidentally gave this Caleb guy the wrong styrofoam cup, so he didn't get a milkshake.
Quote, accidentally.
Accidentally. The story does say, unfortunately, comma, Caleb didn't recognize it until he took a sip.
Oh, I don't.
You can tell the difference between a milkshake and liquid.
There's a lot in this story that I don't believe. This is made
up. I'm wondering if Caleb did this himself, and now he's looking for a little compensation. You know what I'm saying? Here's your Fat America. Baskin-Robbins just announced its new flavor of the month. It's called Turkey Day Fixins', you guys. It combines the flavor of sweet potato and autumn spice. And then they mix in chunks of honey cornbread and tart swirls of cranberry sauce. You're a tart swirl of cranberry sauce. I would eat this. Does this sound good to you?
Mm-mm.
Oh, it sounds super tasty to me.
You can have mine.
All right. I will have yours.
My gift to you.
I like tart swirls. And then real quick in tech, I like that Google is now offering .ing domains. So they're saying get ready for a bunch of clever URLs like struggle.ing, smile.ing, all sorts of fun ways. Design.ing. Huh? Can you dig it? I like this a lot. It's going to make going to a website more fun now. I guess pretty
effing.com.
I already scooped that one up. All right, let's do this.
Clickbait.
Make your way to our Facebook page. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Cops in Oklahoma posted a great video of an officer pulling over a 2-year-old girl on a power wheel, and it's gone viral. She was brushing her teeth behind the wheel, so technically it was distracted driving, Dom.
That's cute.
So the video's making the rounds. I posted it. Watch until the end.
Did he give her a ticket?
He actually yanks her out of the power wheel, tases her, and cuffs her. So check it out. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.